USA Radio News.
Plans to vaccinate more Americans against the coronavirus delayed by the weather. President Biden in Michigan Friday at a Pfizer vaccine plant as the delivery of 6 million doses is held up by extreme weather across most of the country. Overall, though, Biden says he likes the pace of vaccine distribution, especially after what he considers a slow start.
My predecessors, my mother would say, God love them, failed to order enough vaccines, failed to mobilize the effort to administer the shots, failed to set up vaccine centers. That changed the moment we took office.
Biden believes his administration is still on track to administer 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days. Meanwhile, the House Budget Committee yesterday releasing details of Biden's COVID relief bill. The $2 trillion package includes a $15 an hour minimum wage, $1,400 stimulus checks, extending unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
President Biden planning to visit Texas soon following a massive storm. Biden also saying Friday he'll sign a major disaster declaration for the state. Meanwhile, many Texans still lack water and electricity, but water is the bigger problem right now. Millions under boil water notices. The storm blamed for 44 deaths, 27 of them in Texas. NASA is sharing what it calls exhilarating pictures of Mars as taken by the rover Perseverance that landed Thursday. Those pictures available at NASA.gov. Former astronaut Mike Massimino tells NBC News this mission is part of a larger focus on Mars in the years to come.
The idea of sending people to Mars, I think that's what this in some ways is all about. You know, there's a lot of understanding our planet as well by looking at Mars, understanding how our solar system formed, looking for other signs of life, answering questions not only about Mars but Earth, but also paving the way for people to go there.
The rover will undergo some maintenance checks this weekend and take more pictures, including a panorama. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Six Capitol Police officers now suspended with pay. Lance Pry has more.
U.S. Capitol Police say the Office of Professional Responsibility is investigating the actions of 35 officers working the January 6th Capitol building incursion. The office also noted six officers have been suspended with pay. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
President Biden has made clear his views on the tragic events of January 6th, including where responsibility for them lies. He backs efforts to shed additional light on the facts to ensure something like that never happens again.
Viral videos of some Capitol Police officers raise questions about their actions during the occupation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russian intelligence hackers believed to be responsible for gaining access to servers belonging to the U.S. government, several Fortune 500 companies, and thousands of people. John Clemens reports.
Experts have described a hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers to the company, including the U.S. government. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.